here's another element that I was just thinking about yesterday, Andrew, is that people say, oh, show me the evidence, show me the evidence. If somebody is on trial and they testify that, yes, I saw that criminal breaking into that car and it looks exactly like this person in the courtroom here, testimony is evidence.
Well, actually, to amplify or clarify, individuals are free to testify directly in live testimony as or in a written form subject to an attestation of their oath that they're telling the truth. But witnesses can testify in direct in live testimony as to what they did or what they saw, and that is direct evidence. In fact, probably at least 50% of the evidence that's used to convict people of crimes is such live testimony embodying direct evidence of some witness or participant. I saw that man over across in the courtroom robbing the bank. So, for example, and that knocks down the frequent phony or fallacious argument that when you're alleging non-honoring facts, you're engaging in hearsay. I mean, hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted. It's a statement of a statement that's been made. It's not direct testimony of that which was perceived. That's sort of... So yes, personal accounts are admissible as direct evidence.
Yeah, all right. And we've got Bernard Mendez, Andrew Brashago. Gentlemen, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show. I don't know why I said welcome. Just very, very tired. Didn't have a whole lot of sleep. And you know, I gotta say this: if people are really testifying, like really first-hand accounts, witness evidence, things like that, it doesn't matter how insane the story sounds. You got to listen to them and take them as if it were a piece of physical evidence, like DNA or any other kind of evidence. It has virtually the same value. And if people are corroborating, people are saying the same things, it's got to be true. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.